Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. And of course, on this day, we want to give a special thank you to those who gave the ultimate sacrifice on this Memorial Day. So thank you to those service members. Obviously, we wish you were still here with us, but we appreciate the greatest sacrifice that you could have made. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rising Sun.
Oh, that would be a little weird.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Careful. Move on to the next. We don't want to upset Chili Nelson or whatever that guy's name is.
You've had quite a couple hours on Twitter from what I've been seeing. Yeah. Where we are in our great state, you get a choice.
A couple hours?
I don't know what it is, man. A couple days.
Try about 10 years.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Wherever you are in our great state, slowing down anytime soon.
You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, cooking out this Memorial Day, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Nobody's ever been mad when you show up to the cookout and they say we're having steaks. It's never happened in the history of human existence. So keep that streak alive this next time you fire up the grill. And if you're just looking for a great dinner on a weeknight, beef is the best ingredient. Tonight, it's a weeknight for me. I got to work. What are we doing? We're doing Philly cheesesteak pizzas. I invented those a few weeks ago. I don't know if I invented them, but I did for our house. And they've become a fan favorite, so we're going to do that tonight. Why? Because it's inexpensive, it's easy, and it's great. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Since it's still Monday, there's still time to take advantage of the Memorial Day sale going on at College Corner. It's available online as well, so you can just shop at collegecornerstore.com. 50% off outerwear, 25% off hats, 25% off t-shirts, 10% off polos and drinkware. In-store or online at collegecornerstore.com. Check out their Memorial Day sale and get you some great new maroon and white gear. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. It's officially been too long since I've had lunch at Restaurant Tyler, so I'm going to do that this week. Going to make that happen. Robbie Falk is welcome to join me if he would like to. I'm just going to throw that out there to him.
Yeah.
Well, let's make it happen.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, we're going to make that happen, then you should, too. If you want to have a great lunch in town, it's really easy to do. You just got to go in the front door at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're located, but show you how they're going to help you invest and manage your money and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, Mississippians need to know about their money. They need to talk to bankers who know them as well as they know what's going on in the bank. They need a bank that provides a level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Postseason baseball for Mississippi State. And stop me if you've heard it before. Mississippi State headed to the Tallahassee Regional, where they will take on the Florida State Seminoles should they reach the winner's bracket. But first up for the Bulldogs, it's the Northeastern Huskies. You know, Robbie, I don't know a lot of things. I don't. I'd be the first one to tell you. But I do know that you don't really ever want to hear, hey, you're playing the hottest team in college baseball. But that's exactly what Northeastern is. They've won 27 straight games. Regardless of the level of competition, their numbers are very impressive on the season when you look at them. This is a team that, you know, won its championship, both regular season and tournament, and have just been on a roll. I believe it's 27 straight wins for the Huskies. This is a team that, from a pitching perspective, is, again, I know who they play. I know what kind of conference they're in, but their ERA as a team is under three. They have their top three starters all with a WHIP under one. So, we've talked about WHIP a good bit here on the show. That means they, on average, these guys are letting less than one base runner per inning get on. Elite level. Their top three guys, again, teams are batting 201, 180, and 218 against them. Teams are only hitting 210 against this team. Now, we have to preface those remarks with, but Mississippi State offensively should be a giant step up from what they've seen. What do we like about this early round matchup for the Bulldogs, and what do we not like about it?
Yeah, well, the one thing that I always look at with these teams is the fact that they just play no one. I mean, the level of competition for Northeastern is really bad. In their conference, they had just two other teams that finished with a above 500 record overall. So I think you do have to preface that. I
You
think that
absolutely
is,
do.
I think a couple of years ago, Fairfield had lost like four or five games or something, and they were
Were they
like
like
two
number
and
two
done.
or three in the RPI?
Yeah, and they were out quick. Northeastern actually, I think a couple of years ago, had a similar situation where they were really, really good and went two and done. So I think that that's fair to say, but at the same time, this is a really, really good team. This is a really well-rounded team. It's not one of those teams that I'm looking at like Mississippi State should be nervous about this game or scared of the competition. When you play in the SEC, and as we saw today, six of the eight teams are national seeds coming from this conference, and you had half of the host coming from the SEC, you don't go into these kind of games intimidated. But this is a team that has three really good starters. And again, just like you said, you have to give them credence because they played the schedule that they played. That's the schedule they played, and they did what they did, and they didn't have any slip ups for the last 2 months. I mean, this is now going on almost 30 consecutive wins for this team, which is incredible on any level that you're able to do that. But they have the best hitter in the league, Harrison Feinberg. I just did, before I got on this, I did a quick hitter on the competition, put it up on our website if you guys want to go look at the numbers. I really dug into those quickly. So I haven't got to do a deep dive, but I kind of hit the high points. Harrison Feinberg, their outfielder, batting 379 on the year. He was the co-player of the year in their conference, 18 home runs, 66 RBI, 36 of 39 stolen bases. So when these guys get on base, they are running. They have 192 stolen bases, the second in the country. Again, competition, but that's what they do. They get on base, they create havoc. This guy has 737 slugging percentage. Right behind him, Cam Maldonado batting 371, another outfielder, 17 doubles, 15 home runs. They're going to be really top heavy on the mashing with Feinberg and Maldonado. After that, it really kind of tails off as far as the power, but they can still hit the baseball. They're batting 290 as a team with 543 hits. So it does concern you if they do get on base, what they can do. But the biggest concern is what they've done from a pitching standpoint. And as I mentioned in that breakdown that I did, their three starters, Will Jones, Jordan Yachtsman, and Avan Cabral. And Cabral pitched the final game and won the conference championship on Sunday. They had, first of all, a team ERA at 2.92, which is tops in the country. 6.95 hits per game, tops in the country. A 3.49 strikeout to walk ratio, tops in the country. And they've shut out 17 teams, which
Goodness.
leads the country. And then when you pair up this trio of starters, they the top two, Jones and Gottsman, have walked just 17 batters each in 70 plus innings. And Gottsman struck out 91 guys. Combined, those three starters, they all have an earned run average under 3 runs with 236 strikeouts and 48 walks. So strike throwers, they don't get hit hard. It's going to be a tough matchup. I imagine they'll see Will Jones to start this thing. He has a 1.82 earned run average with 5 shutouts and 14 appearances. So getting those guys out of the game and working into the bullpen is key on Friday night. But, you know, even when you get the bullpen, you got a few guys with earned run averages under 2. I mean, it's a team that's – they're not going to make a lot of mistakes on the mound, so State's just going to have to straight up hit it.
This is a good baseball team. There's just no getting around that fact. And, of course, we get to play one of our favorite games, Robbie. We play it every year around this time, it seems. Who should Mississippi State start? Should they just go with the normal rotation, or do you want to tweak it and try to save Pico Khan for a potential matchup against Florida State? Let's put Robbie Faulk in the interim head coaching shoes of Justin Parker. What would you do for game one?
I would start Evan Seary game one for matchup purposes for him, because he is a guy that's going to stay in the zone. He has shown, you know, at times the ability to give up the long ball. And if you do play Florida State in game two and you win this game, say Pico Khan goes out there and shoves and gives you 6 innings and your bats are able to get you through that game. When you face Jamie Arnold in game two, the runs are going to be hard to come by.
Yeah.
And that is a team. And now Pico is not a guy that's, you know, unable to, I mean, he's going to come out there and shut a team down and not give up his own home runs. But I just feel like you're probably going to have more contact off of Evan Seary than you are off of Pico Khan. It feels like to me that the better matchup for a Florida State battle is Pico Khan, a lefty that, like I said, I don't think is going to be as home run heavy as Evan Seary might be in that park, which the ball really flies out of there. And Florida State has mashed it this year. I would probably go with Seary game one. I don't know if that's what we'll see, but I think that's the best matchup. And again, that he's going to throw strikes against Northeastern. He's not going to give them free bases, and that concerns you when they get on the base pass, what they're able to do.
Yeah.
So I think it's the best matchup for Mississippi State in game one. And quite honestly, I mean, if you're saying, well, you got to just go out there and win it, Evan Seary has been your best pitcher out of the weekend for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So he might be the best option anyway for game one to try to go out there and get you a win.
You mentioned him just briefly there for Florida State, Jamie Arnold. And if you're not familiar with him, if you're a Major League Baseball fan, you're going to be familiar with him. I checked out 2 mock drafts. Jim Callis at MLB.com has him going 5th overall. ESPN.com, Kylie McDaniel has him going 2nd overall. He is a legitimate All-American, first-round elite arm. That is who Mississippi State is likely to face in a winner's bracket. Well, I say that. If they play Florida State in game two, be it winner's or loser's bracket, they would be likely pitching against him. You know, the scenario is very similar to one that we saw 2018, where Mississippi State faced their the ace for Florida State, Drew Parrish, in a loser's bracket game. Florida State had been knocked off, you know, surprisingly so, in that first game. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm in agreement with you, and I tend to be on this side of the debate every year, that if you're the 2 seed, you have to play to win the regional, and by doing so, you have to save your best guy to go against their best guy. And so if you know you're going to face Arnold in game two, you have to have Pico Khan available. If you can't expect Evan Seary to beat Northeastern, you can't expect him to beat Florida State. And that's how I look at it from a logical standpoint. We'll see. We are scheduled to talk with Justin Parker later today on Sports Talk Mississippi, so obviously I will try to get his thoughts on that. Surprisingly, we're not talking. We didn't talk to him today prior to this. I'm a little weird, but whatever.
This has got to be the first time that we haven't done that. I was racking my brain the other day, and I started covering Mississippi State in 2013. So you know, I've been through several coaches, and we always had the coach immediately following the selection. Even last year, we talked we talked to Lemonis before practice, and I understand they got practice, but it was kind of strange that they
Yeah.
didn't push that back and talk to us first. But I guess they wanted to make sure that they made the field. I don't know if there was any concern there or
It
what.
shouldn't have been.
It shouldn't have been, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with an idea why we didn't talk to
Yeah.
the team, because that's what we always do. But we're supposed to Tuesday.
One thing for sure here, for me, from my perspective anyway, is that, State's a three seed in here, right? So you just got to kind of take what you get. You can't sit there and complain about matchups and getting when you're the three seed. You're playing a Florida State team that's been good this year, but not dominant. That's the one seed. Your two seed is a mid-major with a great record that's being rewarded for winning 48 games this year. But that's a very winnable game for an SEC team, you would think. Your super regional pairing is Oregon State. I mean, that's about as good as you could have hoped for. It's an 8-9 matchup. So if you do go to the super regionals, you're playing the lowest seeded team you could possibly have played in this scenario. I don't think State's going to get back to Omaha, although I won't be surprised if they do just to screw us because I'm not going to be here that week. But that said, as far as the path goes, this is about as good as you could have hoped for being a three seed, I think.
UCLA would have been a decent regional. There's some regionals in there, by the way, that are just absolute like cakewalks.
Oh, yeah.
Like Arkansas is getting a free pass into a super
LSU.
regional. LSU is getting a free pass. Texas's regional is very easy.
Very runnable, yeah.
I thought Ole Miss's was kind of tough. Ole Miss drawing a team that had a very good case of hosting. That's going to be fireworks central. That whole regional is going to be, I think, high scoring games. Ole Miss probably, I think, would definitely have the edge because they've been pitching it a lot better. But there's going to be a lot of home runs hit in that regional because Murray State can mash
They
it
can.
as well. Western Kentucky's okay.
A lot of pressure on Richard Cross, who has been for the last 6 years talking about how soft Georgia Tech is. A lot of pressure on Richard today.
Oh boy.
So we'll see if that lives up. But yeah, you're hosting and you're welcoming the regular season ACC champion to your regional. That's not a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. And if they do get out of that, they have to go play likely go play Georgia. So tough.
Very interested to see how State responds. That it was a disappointing showing at the SEC tournament, but I almost feel like this program has just like come to push the SEC tournament to the side.
I agree with that.
And I know there's like some mixed feelings on that, but like I don't know how much more State could have improved its standing, maybe moved into the two seed range, but there really just was not a whole lot on the line. And this program over the last few years has shown when there's not a lot on the line in the SEC tournament, they just kind of go through the motions.
Yeah.
Does this team come back at the Tallahassee Regional and look like it did the previous 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it didn't. I really would. I think that this
I think
team,
they'll make a good run here.
they have a little bit of a feel to it. It feels like that game against A&M was more anomaly than it was anything else. They kind of regressed to the other things that they were doing wrong previously, but I wonder how much that had to deal with the fact that they just kind of were going through the motions for the SEC tournament. I expect this team to have reset, come back, and play pretty good baseball. Will they win those games? I don't know. But I think they're going to be pretty well rested. You got to rest all your starters
Yeah.
on the mound for a full week. Pico Conn should be
Important
really,
talked
really
about
ready to go.
that. He talked about how important that was.
You're adding Charlie Foster back in the mix, so you have another bullpen piece. Hopefully, you can get Chase Hungate back into the mix a little bit. That adds something. I think that's the key for State. They're going to have to pitch it really well and play good defense in this because I think the bats are going to be there. They've traditionally played really well in this park offensively. 2018 was a really special week from an offensive standpoint. I think Ace Reese and Hunter Hines with that right field there at Florida State should have a field day. It'll just be whether or not State can hold down these teams offensively and pitch it really well. But the guys that are hitting the ball to right field, they should have a really good weekend, and we'll see how it plays out.
One last thing before we go to our SEC preview for the day. How surprised were you that Mississippi State did not end up in Hattiesburg?
I wasn't really super surprised. I thought that was a very much a possibility, but not a probability. I thought Tallahassee had a chance to be more of the selection for state, but I just thought that one kind of made more sense. But I guess what they didn't want to screw Southern Miss by state being their number three. That would be kind of tough. But Alabama as a number two is a heck of a matchup as well. It's going to be tough for Southern Miss, I think, to get out of that.
Yeah, Alabama, they played them earlier this year, and if I'm correct, they had the lead late, but Alabama hit a home run and was able to get the win there. But that being said, USM has had some success in these regionals against SEC teams in the past. They knocked out LSU a couple years ago. They won at Auburn a couple years ago. Mississippi State obviously got the 2017 regional down there, but USM has been okay. And especially when you think about, and I don't you're not going to spend too much time on them, but the fact that they'll probably be able to hold JB Middleton to pitch against Alabama, that'll be a really good situation for them. So
Could be a good matchup. Who are
there's
they paired with?
Vanderbilt. They're the 16
Oh,
seed. So
yikes.
got to head up to Nashville to play maybe the hottest team in the country in the
Not a
Vanderbilt
great
Commodores.
matchup.
Not a great matchup, but I mean, when you're the 16 seed, it just kind of is what it is. I think, you were going to be playing them or Texas, one of the two. So,
There's a chance they get. They had Ole Miss, Tennessee, and potentially Vanderbilt in their last three supers.
It's tough. I mean, they hosted Ole Miss, but they couldn't do anything with them. So
They hosted Tennessee too.
that's right. That was at Southern, wasn't it? I forgot about that. Yeah. Good.
They were not really competitive in either one of those.
No, they were not. So we'll see what happens when they when if they if and when it gets to that point. All right, let's move into our SEC preview for the day, which is the Vanderbilt Commodores, and that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, or the Older Brother over there also in the Cotton District. I was at the Older Brother this weekend, got lunch there, talked to our buddy Denver, and it was good to see people in there on a Saturday afternoon just enjoying themselves. The Cotton District was, not super busy, but I walked past Two Brothers as well, and there were plenty of folks in there. That's what we love to see is our local restaurants thriving, especially when they're great like Two Brothers and the Older Brother are. So if you're going to be in Starkville this weekend or any weekend, the places to go are in the Cotton District. Check out Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother for a fantastic meal. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Hey, brother.
I don't know why it makes me laugh when I know it's coming, but it makes me laugh every time. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, guess what, guys? It's the same phone number. It's the same good people that you've already built a relationship with, that you already know, and they're going to take care of you from day one. If you need a new copy or a new printer, new computers or laptops, the people to call are Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville, you need to be shopping at Maroon & Co. when you need MSU gear. If you're not in Starkville, it's just no problem. Shop at maroonandco.com. Online or in store, you're not going to find a bigger or better selection of Mississippi State merchandise anywhere. They have everything you're looking for, the logos that you want, the brand names that you're looking for. Everything's right there under one roof. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you head to the next Mississippi State game, make sure you've headed to Maroon & Co. It's Memorial Day. A lot of you guys are out there cooking out, maybe out there working in the yard. I hope you made a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden this weekend to make sure you've got the tools for success. And one of the biggest tools you can have is a John Deere mower, tractor, or gator. You can get them now in the John Deere Drive Green Spring sales event. Just another week to go. So time is running out. Get 0% financing, 48 months up to powerful John Deere gators or mowers. 0% up to 72 months on all compact tractors. Do not miss out. You've only got about another week, guys. Take care of it. Valid through June 2nd. Visit Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo. or you can shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you need for less. All right, Vanderbilt Commodores. Robbie wanted to go ahead and get them out of the way. A year ago, Robbie and I both sat here, and I think we probably both said something like 2-10, maybe 1-11. Instead, they shocked us. So they won 6 games. They beat Alabama. They beat Auburn. They had, I think they had Texas kind of back and forth with them a little bit. They made it interesting. And that is on the strength of character of one man, Diego Pavia, who I have deemed the most popular player in college football. Everyone loves Diego. What can he do for an encore? Spoiler, I'm not a believer. So we'll just go from there.
Feels like a one and done.
Hey, it kind of does. But you know what? Let's start the year off 1-0 with a game against, I believe this is Charleston Southern. It just says CSU, but they're the Bucks, aren't they?
Yes.
All right, Charleston Southern it is. I'll say
R.
Very good. Last year, this is the game that we were like, wait, what's up with Vanderbilt? It was their opening weekend game against Virginia Tech in Nashville. They won that game late. That was a really fun game. And I had everybody saying, hey, what's going on at Vanderbilt? Who is this Diego Pavia guy? I got trouble seeing it happening 2 years in a row when they're going up to Blacksburg. I have the Hokies winning this one.
The Metallica of Enter Sandman entrance is going to just absolutely devastate the Commodores. I mean, what's Virginia Tech got this year? I haven't even done my research.
It doesn't matter. I just
it doesn't matter. I think it matters some.
It's going to be tough to win on the road. I mean, I don't know what they have coming back. They were a bowl team last year, but you know, Virginia Tech's it's not what they used to be.
But you still have them winning yes. This game.
I don't believe in Vanderbilt.
In the same breath, you've talked about like you just don't have any trust in Vandy while also saying Virginia Tech's not what they used to be.
So I'm going to take the home team.
Okay, let's see what they did. They were 6-7 last year.
Yeah.
They were 7-6 year before. Brent Pry. He has one winning season at this point. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll take him. It's not like we have anything on the line here.
Yeah. They do have their returning quarterback, Kyron Drones. So he played for them last year. So
nice.
We'll see how it goes. All right. Week 3 at South Carolina.
Ooh.
Very tough game for the Commodores.
Tough game.
Yeah, I'll definitely take the Gamecocks there.
Yes.
I'm going to give them a win. I'll give them the next 2 wins. Georgia State and Utah State at home.
I feel like Vanderbilt plays all these SEC schools play some bad teams, but it seems like Vanderbilt plays really bad non-conference teams.
Well, I mean, I get that. They're trying to get 4 teams they can beat and then get 2 conference wins to go to a bowl game. That is the plan for Vanderbilt. They're not scheduling this looking at it and go, we need to beef up the schedule so we can make sure we're
– Oh, I know that. I'm just saying, like, it just seems like even worse than what we see.
Well, part of that is because they're playing Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you just don't care. So, 3-2. And then what might be the biggest – I mean, this is – What's going to happen in this game? At Alabama, you got to think Kalen DeBoer's going to be like, if I can run up the score, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, he's going to run up the score on this one.
I'm taking
Bama on this.
Okay. Off week, then they host LSU.
Oof.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
This is the problem. Tough.
You can't condition your brain to pick Vanderbilt to win games against LSU and Alabama. You just can't do it.
Well, because we only have one. And now, if they come back this year and they do what they did last year,
then I'll look at them differently. But
even then, you know, we're going to be coming back and be like, I don't have Diego Pavia anymore.
How
now,
do we
they're going to lose this game.
We don't know that they won't have Diego Pavia. The NCAA may just allow unlimited eligibility at that point.
He'll sue them again.
Yeah. He'll sue them in England. Host Missouri. I say loss.
What do I think here? Because, again, you know me, I'm not really big Missouri guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Vandy? I'm going to say Vandy wins this.
Ooh, okay. All right. So you've got them 4-3. I've got them 3-5. At Texas is a loss.
Yes.
That's a loss. And then this Diego Pavi has a chance to do the funniest thing ever and beat Hugh Freeze for a third straight time, and it's in Nashville.
He's going to be their John Bond, but John Bond was to
LSU. What a
LSU.
Great, great pull there. You're correct.
And they're very similar guys.
Yeah.
Charismatic. And
yeah, I
they
agree.
Laid their body on the line. Yeah, he's going to be their John Bond. I think they – I don't think I picked Auburn in this game when we did Auburn.
No, you did. You did pick Auburn.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go Auburn.
Stick with them, yeah, yeah.
We all sound right. So hypocritical when we do this. It was like, it's so like just spinning.
It's in the moment. You're just like, I want to pick them. Yeah, but so a loss there. Off week. Then they host Kentucky.
I'm going to go Vandy
can win
in this
that game. They can win it.
I think they're going to win this game. I think
okay.
if Kentucky, we haven't broken them down, but
nah.
If they have another bad season, they're firing Mark Stoops.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of money, but it is what it is. I agree with you. I have Kentucky winning this one, though. I think they'll win. And then at Tennessee to finish out the year. I got them finishing 3-9 and losing the last six in a row to or last seven in a row. I feel
I think
bad,
they win
but.
Five games.
All right, so you've got them 5-7. I've got them 3-9. That's fair. All right.
And that's a solid
That'd
season
be fine.
For Vandy.
That'd be fine. Especially like if you think about it, at Virginia Tech, they could win that in your scenario. Auburn, they could win that. So that could get to six in your scenario. I don't think they will, though. I'm just not a big believer. All right. Auburn, A&M, Vanderbilt out of the way. Who's next?
Arkansas.
Oh, all right. Talk about the Hogs next week. All right. Tomorrow's the Rumblings. Get your questions in. We'll be happy to answer them. We've got some interviews lined up for this week if people will return emails. That's all I'm going to say about that. And we'll see what else we can throw out to you this week. Robbie will be headed down to Tallahassee at some point, but I don't think it's going to interrupt our schedule at all.
No.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.